This is Robert, R-O-B-E-R-T, Stein, S-T-E-I-N. Robert comes in says for a follow-up of his blood pressure, period. He is out of medication, which is something that happens pretty frequently. Patient's blood pressure was quite elevated. He's not having any pain issues. He's alert. He's awake. He works for the post office. He's very busy during the day, period. His blood pressure was 214 over 139. Medication is reviewed. He's out of medication. He's not taking any of his blood pressure medication. And one of them includes clonidine. I explained to him about the rebound hypertension with the clonidine, and he knows he needs to take the medications as prescribed, period. He does have peripheral vascular disease. He does have both tricuspid mitral regurgitation, which needs to be rechecked. At one time, he was sent for a sleep study that he never had done. That's very important to get that done, because I'm afraid that may be contributing to his hypertension, of course. His leg swelling, it tells me he's better, but he does have some swelling from time to time, period. He's tired at times and feels weak. He was seen in the emergency room and had a full workup previously, and he tells me that his blood pressure was actually better, and his blood sugar was actually better on medication, but he's waiting.
Yeah, I'm waiting.
Okay, but he's quit taking his medication again after he ran out, which I'm afraid causing most of his ailments and problems and symptoms, period. I talked to him about non-compliance and how many patients I've known who, without medication, have had strokes, and which could have been easily prevented. He was given clonidine 0.2 milligram, repeat blood pressure is 200 over 110, which is improved. Medical problems, hypertension, diabetes, medication. He'd taken previous medication except for no more lisinopril since he was switched to irbesartan 300/12.5. Allergy, latex, adhesives. Social, he's a postman, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink. Surgery, hernia surgery. Family history. Hypertension, oat cell carcinoma, no colon cancer reported. Blood pressure as above. His pulse is 64, respiration 16, temperature 98, O2 side 97%. He weighs 288 pounds, which is up 10 pounds. Heart positive, some positive is 2, lungs, bronchi, abdomen, soft, neck, short, JVDs, skin shows, no rash, problem, because of the lesion, logical, non-focal. Assessment, lower extremity edema, no DBT noted. Number 2, hypertension out of control. Number 3, non-compliance. Number 4, must take medications as prescribed. Number 6, I gave him prescription for Norvasc 10 milligram at nighttime, clonidine 0.2 BID, never stop his clonidine, in parenthesis, and oxidil 10 milligram at in the morning, irbesartan 312.5 once a day, glipizide 5 milligram twice a day, metformin 1,000 milligram twice a day. His blood sugar was as low as 110 to 120 with medication. Next summer, I looked at his kidneys and his liver. He does have fatty liver. His kidneys show evidence of nephrosclerosis. Next summer, we looked at his legs to make sure there was no evidence of DVT. None was found. Next summer, he does have BPH. Next summer, once again, rule out sleep apnea. We'll send him again for evaluation. Next summer, is non-compliance, non-compliance, non-compliance. And again, is a huge problem in this gentleman. Next summer, is vertigo, carotid stenosis noted, but no significant change from before. Next summer, is malignant hypertension. Next summer, is lung palpitation regarding his condition. Next summer's blood work was obtained. Next summer's come back next week. Next summer's check blood work on a regular basis and bring the results. Thank you.
Taylor's trying to.